What?
In the butt?
What? No. What, Sir Teddy?
I guess I was saying it more like pip pip, but like what?
Hip right, hip what, in the butt. Hip hip in the butt.
Hip in the butt.
Hip hip in the butt.
That's that, how that sounds.
Chicken butt.
I'm not going to be able to hear. I am not going to be able to hear hip hip at fest. God save the king is going to be very different from now on. Everybody else is going to be like hip hip, and I'm going to just under my breath in the butt.
Huzzah! Mm-hmm.
God save the king. Hip hip in the butt.
In the butt.
Oh God! Don't save the king in the butt.
Greetings, apropos. King in the butt for the sec. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Okay.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And we got some crazy lag going on tonight.
Yeah, we do. This is exciting.
It's my nickname on the track team.
Crazy lag.
Yep.
Hell yeah, I believe that.
Good old crazy lag.
I've thought it'd be more of like a god damn it, it's crazy lag. Like who's coming in last again?
Yep.
Coming around down the outstretch, it's crazy lag by a nose.
By
what's going on? What are we drinking?
Nose. I don't know. We're all drinking something different. I have continued with chocolate booze theme because I'm determined. The booze itself did not start chocolatey. I basically made hot cocoa.
Oh.
And then I added Frangelico, which we had talked about a couple weeks ago. It is hazelnut. Mm-hmm. So I have hazelnut cocoa. And it tastes like liquid Nutella.
Nutella.
Whoa. Nutella. That's what you said.
No, it's Nutella. It's pronounced Nutella.
No, she's had it a while.
Yeah.
No, she hasn't.
It's not new.
No, it is. It is Nutella.
We've had this.
I made hot cocoa.
Times, and I don't actually care, but I love that it pisses you off.
It's not that it pisses me off. It's just it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
And that pisses him off.
Exactly.
No, it's just I'm just correcting you. It has no I'm not angry about it. It's just incorrect.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Men correct me all the time. So why should I care?
You shouldn't. But it is incorrect.
All right.
This has nothing anyway. To be a man and everything to be do with partial autism. There is an incorrectness and it is needs to be called out.
I understand this. You keep doing that. I'm going to keep drinking my Nutella. James,
what do you pronounce Nutella, but go ahead.
No, it's the same old Tella. So, this old Tella, I only drink it when I don't care what I have on. I have hot cocoa with whiskey and a little bit like a sprinkling of cayenne pepper.
Oh,
cayenne pepper.
Cayenne. Come on, Salsa, how do you pronounce it?
Nutella.
Cayenne.
Oh Caillou? My god, that's
is
so
it Caillou
good.
Pepper?
It's oh fuck you.
Jenna, don't be gross.
I'm sorry, you're right. That one that was too far. I apologize.
Yeah, that one gonna wash your mouth out with soap on that one.
I'm gonna keep drinking my Nutella.
Ugh, it's pronounced Nutella, but go ahead.
what are you drinking, Salsa?
Well, I am drinking something, you know, what is, for example, better than chocolate? And that is, of course, vanilla. So I am drinking a destination beer, What does that mean? It means I went somewhere and brought back beer. That's true. Yep. And then we'll be talking about where I went. And you'll probably get a sneak peek of it when I tell you that I have from Klockow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, a Roundabout Vanilla Stout.
Roundabout Vanilla Stout?
Uh-huh. Huh. Well, I got no guesses.
That's delightful.
Michigan?
Oh.
What?
As to where you went. Was it Arkansas?
I said Grand Rapids, you idiot.
He did say Grand Rapids.
Yeah. Nevada?
Anyway, we're going to ignore him. But I had... I'm just going to tell you right now.
Just go.
This was,
just go. Do
this
it.
Was a Have hockey it. Weekend. I know.
What?
As opposed to...
As opposed... No. This was... A big fucking hockey weekend. So we go to Grand Rapids for the Star of the North hockey tournament. Took my daughter on Friday. She didn't go to school. We drove up to Grand Rapids on Friday afternoon. We had a hockey game, a first hockey game of this tournament. Now, it is when we get to this tournament and the tournament starts and we are the first game of the tournament is starting that we find out that they do things a little bit different up north.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So, around here, the 10 U players team, you know, 10 and under, they play 12 minute periods.
Okay.
12 U plays 13 minute periods. 15 U plays 15 minute periods. And up above that through high school, 17 minute periods.
So, right.
Okay. If you go to the state tournament in Minnesota, it's 17 minute periods. That's what they're playing. We get up to Grand Rapids and first game starts and they've got 17 minutes on the board.
Oh. Well,
for a 12U game. So they've got 11 and 12 year old kids playing 17 minute periods.
Specifically ones that have not practiced for or trained for this.
We have all been playing 13 minute periods for the entire season. So suddenly, instead of a game being done in an hour, the game is now like an hour into it. They're only 2/3 of the way done. So poor kids played a lot of fucking hockey this weekend. But apparently that's just, up north, that's just the way they do it. So we were like, all right, well, at least all the other teams are going to be tired too, except for the one team that's, from Grand Rapids, and Grand Rapids absolutely fucking smoked everybody. But, first game, those poor kids, they were dragging. Lost our first game because we played Grand Rapids that first day. And again, Grand Rapids fucking smoked everyone. So that was Friday. Saturday, they had two games, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And we won both of those.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Great. So we did well, in this tournament. We actually did.
Nice.
With those two wins and one losses, that means on Sunday morning, we went into the bronze medal game. And it was a hard fought battle, but unfortunately we came in fourth. So we took fourth in the tournament, which is again nothing to sneeze at by any stretch of the imagination. Out of eight teams, we came in the top half, so not gonna complain. Means we didn't walk away with a trophy, which the kids really, really wanted that trophy. I absolutely get it too. But again, fourth place. Nothing to sneeze at. Here's where things get really fun. The kids have now played four games of hockey over 2 days with 17 minute periods. We then hop in our cars, drive home And Sunday night, the playoffs start.
Oh. Okay.
For like, oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Over the course of 3 days, they played 5 hockey games.
Jesus.
Four of which were 17-minute period hockey games. And the last one, when they're all real good and tired, was for the playoffs.
Jesus.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
So their 4 hockey games were 204 minutes.
Yeah.
When it should have been, you said it was 11 minute periods?
13 for, normally.
13. Okay. Yeah. So 13 by 3 by 4.
Yeah.
156. So they got like a full extra hour of hockey in there.
A whole lot of hockey got played this weekend.
I want to know how they did in the playoff game.
Yeah.
It was scoreless until 2:03 left in the third period.
When someone figured out how to turn on the scoreboard and.
Yeah.
Salsa went to go help with that.
Yeah.
That was a narrow miss. I almost had a
chocolate. They battled. The shots on goal were even throughout the whole game. Mm. At the end of every period, the shots on goal were one apart.
Oh my God.
All 3 periods.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, the opponent scored with 2:03 left. We pulled our goalie and they got the empty net. We pulled our goalie again and with 59 seconds left in the game, we scored.
Oh,
so it is now 2-1.
Yeah.
All of the scoring has happened in the last 3 minutes of the game.
Jesus Christ.
And it is now 2-1.
Oh,
and they fucking fought and they got some good shots, but it just could not seal the deal.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's amazing though.
Yeah, no, it's they had That's an amazing intense. Run. And so their season is officially over. It is done. No more early morning practices. No more late night practices. No more, gym, sessions. No more running home after musical rehearsal and throwing food in her face before we have to head back to the arena.
Immediately right. launch her as it's from done. A trebuchet.
So there was all of the tears on the way home, as you can imagine. Yeah. Not only because they really had a great game and lost and their season is over, but also because their season is over and they're tuckered out, but also they love each other so much. And it's whenever you get a group of people together that you mesh with and have a good experience with, and now it's over, they're never going to be that group of people together again. And that was hard. That's always hard.
And the summer camp vibes.
Yeah. Kinda. Yeah. Especially, coming back from 3 days in a hotel with these girls and immediately going home and that's it.
Yeah.
So lots of tears. But it all honestly kind of worked out for the best. As much as I'm justifying things.
Right.
Because their playoffs are done, which is good because her musical opens on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And if she was in the playoffs, she was going to have to miss that game anyway.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So, it kind of, for her, it definitely worked out. For some of the other girls, they not so much, but yeah, there was a couple people on her team that were in that musical, so they would have all had to not play those games. So it's kind of callous and maybe to say it, but it's turned out for the best that they didn't. And because quite honestly, they were not going to make it far in the playoffs anyway, in our division, there are just too many stellar teams that we're
damn you, Minnetonka. I assume I don't even know.
It was actually Minnetonka that beat us.
See? Huh.
Well.
That's weird.
There you go.
But Minnetonka, but here's the thing. Minnetonka is the one team in our district that we did beat this season. So like it was,
okay.
It was a real nail biter. It was really close. But not only that, on Sunday morning, between periods watching my daughter play hockey, as soon as like the period was over and there was a little break, we would all rush out to the lobby to watch the Olympic gold medal game for hockey.
Sure.
Right.
And then we would go, and then we would go back in the arena and watch our daughters play. And then we'd go back out in the lobby and see how the Olympic game was going. And the timing was pretty fucking spot on because their game got done. We went to the lobby and watched the last like 10 minutes of the Olympic gold medal game. In which US won gold for the first time since the Miracle on Ice in 1980.
Jesus.
Yeah, it has been 46 years since the Americans won the gold medal at the Olympics. The Miracle on Ice was the last time gold was won by the US.
I'm imagining the Miracle on Ice
for
2.
For hockey. Like, they've won other
opens
things.
Opens with the black screen with the white text. It has been 46 years since America won.
I mean, I you know, I remember that from when I was 3 months old.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely remember the movie.
Well, all right. That's fair. God damn it.
So yeah, it was, again, it was such a hockey weekend. We had an absolute blast. We had so much fun at the hotel and just hanging out with people. And then, you know, the Olympic gold by the Americans and the victories that we had in this tournament. And my daughter was so fucking close to getting a goal in that Minnetonka game, that playoff game. She was a fucking gnat's fart away from a goal in that game. And it just
dinged just off the
went,
post.
Yeah, it just by a hair.
Fart?
You're kind of overthinking this just a little bit, Jenna, I think.
Kind
of overthinking it a little bit too much.
I feel like their GI tract isn't built the same way. Like, they probably... Also, like, I mean, I know molecules are like super tiny, but gnats are super tiny too.
That's the fucking point, Jenna.
Yeah.
It's minuscule. It's itty bitty. Almost, one could say, non-existent.
Oh, so they don't fart. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to ignore you and talk to James now.
James is so confused right now.
Just going to go back and forth for a little bit. Yeah. So that was my weekend was a whole fucking lot of hockey. And I'm unapologetic about it, but that also means that I'm not going to be talking about my daughter's hockey anymore for a while. Cause it's done. They still have their party, end of year party and stuff like that. But
yeah,
so they'll get one more time to, you know, have some fun together and, you know, give each other a hug and say their goodbyes, so to speak. But, that's her coach a few weeks ago, I was talking to him and he said something that was kind of profound, I found. And that was that every single team except one finishes the season with a loss. And that's
true.
Hard to hear,
right?
But I mean, that's the one team wins it all and everybody else ends on a loss, and so that's the way it goes. So it's part of growing up and part of that development of learning how to deal with those tough moments. And like I said last night, she was just ugly crying. But seems to be doing pretty good so this morning already. So kids are pretty resilient. They bounce back pretty good.
They really are.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So, and that is why I am drinking a Grand Rapids beer.
Ah, I see. Because we finally came to the point. That's concerning.
Jenna, what have you been up to?
I did so much last week. We're going to start with, I basically had a spa week.
Okay. A ska week? Oh, spa with a P. Yeah. Okay.
Pick it up.
I really can't skank like that anymore. Like, I used to skank. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
she still does, but she used to too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a couple of bathroom walls. Yeah.
Oh. But no. On Tuesday, I got my hairs done by one Justin Link.
Oh, at El good. Yeah. Salons. You got the old pubic trim, huh?
That too.
Gross.
Top to bottom.
I do that one myself.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't specify, so sorry for, you know, having to make, you know, my own assumptions.
You don't have to assume anything, Salsa.
I don't have to assume, but in order for me to continue this conversation, I have to know what you're talking about, and you didn't clarify, so.
No, you don't need to know anything.
Well, you know what happens when you assume.
You're sometimes correct.
Yeah.
Unless it's me, in which case you're always correct.
James, no, I don't, and I, how dare you assume I do?
So, no, I got my hair done.
On your legs? Justin.
My hair. Also, I don't actually have a lot of hair on my legs.
Underarms. Much
hair on my...
Which hair?
I'm going to ignore you and talk to James. Hey,
hi, Jenna.
So anyway, but we added a little extra orange this time around. So I've got just a touch more copper than I normally have to my reddish hair. I'm very happy with that. I'm very happy with how my hair turned out. So yeah, I went to the salon for my hair. Shut up. And then on Friday, I had a massage.
Mm-hmm.
A 90-minute massage. I've started seeing a friend of mine for massage every few weeks because I've been busy rebuilding my body, right? Like I had the surgery and some of the time I was just trying to get to a point where I could move my body again. But now I'm like reclaiming it. I have a flag and everything. So I,
sorry, no flag, no Jenna, according to the rules I've just made up.
Right. but so I've been doing a lot of working out, and in February, I decided I was going to work every single day in February.
Oof.
So I didn't do that. But I only missed a handful of days. And when I went in for my massage on Friday, which was the 20th, I was talking with my masseur, my massage therapist, about all of the work that I'd been putting in. We finished with a massage and he was like, yeah, I can actually really tell that you've been working out. Your muscles have shifted a bit more. You've got a bit more toneness. It really feels like you've been working out 18 out of the past 20 days. And I was like, 16, but good job.
Extra two.
Yeah. He guessed I did a little more, but yeah. So out of 20 days, I only missed four.
That is a lot.
Yeah. I was talking with Angela on Sunday. Ms. Fox. Of Fit by Fox. And because on Sundays I do strength training with her. And I told her how much I had done. And she's like, I think that's more than me. I think you worked out more than I did this month. I'm the professional. Why are you working out more than me?
And you're like, because it is a competition and I am winning.
Correct. yes. But I do think, however, that pushing myself that far helped me kind of get over a hump that I've been having, a blocker, if you will.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting as much done in my workouts as I wanted to. So by just doing it slightly less weight, but more often, I think I've really kind of picked it up.
Okay.
And gotten to a more energetic level, as opposed to just kind of slogging through it. So yeah, did all of that. I did a 4-hour tub soak, where I trimmed my pubic hair. You're welcome, Salsa.
That's when it happened.
It was specific for him.
Yeah.
you're welcome, fucker.
I was going to say, you look a little more put together today. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
No, we can tell you have a little bit more jump in your step.
Mm. God damn it. Anyway, but I did take a nice long bubble bath, and like I did a bunch of stuff to just kind of treat myself. I'd been working hard and I deserved some nice things for my body after I had been pushing it very hard. So
you know that you deserve nice things even when you haven't been working hard, right?
Well, yeah, but like,
don't tell her she deserves nice things.
I do what I want.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
Damn. Wow. That was kind of delicious. But no, like, it's fine for me to like go do things. Like, I deserve it all the time, but like, it's extra beneficial for your body to give it some nice stuff when you've been pushing it hard. Maybe that's a better way to say it. It helps your body heal better from all of the stuff you've been doing with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And then I went out and did a bunch of things. I'm sure you are all very surprised.
I'm terrified even.
Yeah. I saw a show on Friday. Fantastic Voyage has started doing Friday shows.
Nice.
Now. I'm excited for that.
Ooh.
Oh,
man. That means that I could go to those.
Right? It's just once a month, so you missed this month, but I'll make sure to let you know when the next one is. And then Saturday, I went to a rally because they put a rally a half a mile from my house. And I was like, well, if you're going to put one in my neighborhood, I should probably attend. Seems weird not to. And I got there and I shouted a bunch of things. And then this guy with a microphone tapped me on the shoulder and said, hi, I'm from Care 11. Can I interview you? And I looked at him like, what's your fucking angle? Because I've been interviewed before and I always get quoted out of context and it pisses me off. I hate it when I'm misrepresented. And he's like, I'm just looking for a few pull quotes. I promise I'll, you know, like the look I gave him told him this was not my first rodeo. he's like, I promise I'll be good. I'm like, okay, fine. So yeah, I was,
this is not Jenna's first rodeo. She's been ridden before.
Oh, so many times.
I'm not enjoying watching you think about that is the problem that I'm having.
I don't know. I was rather enjoying it.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh.
All right, I'll stop.
You see, this is what I'm talking about.
So anyway, but yeah, so he interviewed me and I was on the Care 11 news. And he did in fact use a quote that did not misrepresent me. The context around it was better, but of course, when you're doing those fast things, it's like
it's so there's gonna be something lost in translation no matter what.
So there's no Cooper Anderson, no Ellen DeGeneres sit down, no Oprah Winfrey.
Well, thank goodness you weren't that abusive.
It was barely an Alan Alda.
I know. But yeah, so I was in the news talking about that we need to keep. I think the quote was something like, as long as people are being detained, we need to show up and say it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. The most benign possible quote ever, but
sure,
it was accurate.
I mean,
one of those fairly common sense things, like, let's just not be dicks to people.
Right. Yeah. The whole, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that super, super radical leftist, thing.
Brown guy.
Let's not be assholes to people.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus says, don't be a dick.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
As long as you're right. Like me, Jesus.
God damn it. Hate you so much.
That's definitely how that quote goes.
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty sure I read it somewhere.
Word for fucking word.
Yep.
I mean, you may have read it somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bathroom stall. That's where I get all of my religious texts is from.
For a good time, call 555 Loaves and Fishes.
Ooh.
In the book of Mark, here I sit, brokenhearted. Yeah. Right.
Did a rally. I did a thing Saturday night that I'll talk about with James. I did something yesterday, didn't I? No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I feel like did I you? Did. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure you did a thing, but how newsworthy was it?
It wasn't on Care 11.
No.
Yeah, I've already talked about my newsworthy adventure. I know I did something last night and I cannot remember what it was, and I'm gonna feel.
Do you want me to go while you think about it?
Okay, so Saturday. So Saturday, James and I were both at an event.
Yeah.
There was homebrew involved.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was this weekend.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. I know what I did. And it was actually very important. So last night there was a fundraiser concert that happened at the Parkway Theater. A bunch of local Minnesotans showed up to do a concert and raise money for our neighbors who need financial assistance. Mostly rent-based, I think, is what they were focused on. And it was a fucking who's who of local, like, music that gets radio play, even. My favorite was Jeremy Messersmith.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they were not fucking around. And they did this thing. And on the one hand, they did raise, like, over $40,000.
Wow.
Right? But there was also something about being in community in this concert. They had everybody sing along a couple of songs a couple of times. And it was so pretty and so lovely. And I wanted to cry the entire time. But I was also having such a good time being in community that I didn't cry. Am I making sense on the feelings?
Absolutely.
Like, it was all so much. Yeah, it was all so much. Yeah. And it was just beautiful and wonderful. I don't think before I had ever thought about the importance of benefit concerts and being in community in a concert like this before. But the Dropkick Murphys are going to be doing a benefit concert on the 6th. So I'm definitely going to that one.
Oh yeah.
It was quite lovely. Leslie Vincent, both sang and pulled a bunch of stuff together for it. It was co-hosted by Ashanti. There were just so many wonderful people up there doing their thing and all of that. It was beautiful. It was just beautiful. The night before was not beautiful. It was fun. It was rambunctious.
Yeah.
It was silly. It was slightly less important than what I did with my Sunday, but it was still fun. It was Febtoberfest.
Yeah.
One might say a different way of being in community.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
A community that one would not normally find a Jenna in.
Mm. Except that it has moved so far beyond beer. I really want to say half of it is cider and mead now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sodas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple of sodas.
And a different beverage that Jenna can't have.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but is that different? I don't know. I didn't have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All that coconut stout.
Oh, yeah. With peanuts and bananas in it.
Yeah. This is a pina colada lager.
I do kind of miss
pina colada.
I in many ways, I put as much thought into my Febtoberfest beer as I did what I was going to make for Pi Day.
Sure.
Like that was my moment to just really showcase something fun and off the wall. And I loved doing it. And I do kind of regret not being able to make it this year because I had something better to do. But
you had hockey. There was hockey.
It was my daughter. More specifically, it was my daughter.
Right.
Being part of Febtoberfest and running Febtoberfest for as long as we did, it was a lot of fun. And passing those reins to Eric was bittersweet, but also the right thing to do at that point. So
yeah.
I mean, all of you were with your children had gotten to a point where they needed more focus and time.
Yeah.
And Eric doesn't have kids, thank God. So which of course at one point one of the tables broke out in a vilification tennis talk.
Of course.
I did win something in the raffle.
Oh, well done.
So our friend Lori Richardson Sweet does a bunch of wooden craft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a while back I got a sign that she made for Quarks. In the style of the Cheers bar sign.
Yeah.
So it looks like the Cheers sign, but it says Quarks instead. And she has this huge, beautiful story about it.
It says Quartz?
Quark.
Quarks. Quarks is the name.
Yeah.
It is the name of an establishment on Deep Space Nine. It's a Star Trek reference.
Quark. Oh, okay. Quark. Okay. I get it now.
Quirk? No, quark.
Yeah, quark.
Yeah, quarks.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I get. Yeah, I. Okay.
Nutella.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I believe it's pronounced Nutella.
I'd gotten it for Joe last year or 2 years ago, something like that. From Lori. And then on the raffle table were some Quarks coasters. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch, I'm not going to win that, but I'm going to put some tickets in because I would feel stupid if I didn't. Like, you know, you shoot your shot, right? Like, that's the whole point of a raffle. Son of a bitch, I won them.
Hell yes.
It was the only thing I won in the raffle, and it was those coasters. Fuck yes.
Very nice.
So, yeah, I was very excited about that. But mostly it was a lovely time with friends. So, mm-hmm. James, you were there.
I was.
Did you have a lovely time with friends?
I did. In fact, I got to introduce dear Barry, our wonderful friend Barry, to Febtoberfest. He had never been before, and so we went there and did. It was an excellent time. I saw that there were a lot of options. I tried, I want to say, like two or three kind of normal things. Probably 8 or 9 unusual, but still, you know, understandable that it's their things. And then, 2 pretty weird things. 1 much weirder than the other. One of them, reminded me a lot of Switchel, and was really tasty and refreshing. And then the other one was called Bland, B-L-A-A-N-D. And it's made with fermented milk sugars. Yeah. And it is apparently like a Scottish beverage.
And okay, I didn't know.
So... My introduction to this was Eric Knight saying, well, and there's a weird thing over there that, you know, but try it. Hey, maybe you might like it.
to sell it.
Right. And I got up to the bar where they were serving it. And the guy said, oh, yeah, if I, you know, if you don't have to suffer through it, if you don't like it, you just let me know. I'll pour it out. We already had to do that for someone. So, it's not going to hurt my feelings if you're not a fan.
All right.
And I tried it and I really liked it.
Okay.
I feel like it was really good.
Huh.
Can
you describe the flavor?
So it did have kind of that fermented vinegar taste to it.
Okay.
But it also had kind of like a margarita saltiness to it because of the milk fats. Okay. And then kind of an ice cream sweetness to it, which makes sense.
Huh. Sure.
But it was not, sugars, it was not,
yeah.
It was a little bit cloudy, but it was not creamy in appearance.
Hmm.
It was almost clear.
Huh.
Yeah. Honestly, great. And the person who made it was like, oh yeah, well, it's the recipe is really simple. I haven't looked it up, but I might, but I'll probably be the only one drinking it.
I'd give it a go.
Yeah. While I was there, I bumped into an inordinate number of vilifiers, which surprised me at first until someone said, how strange for an Eric Knight run event. And I went, oh, yeah, well.
Right. There were a lot.
That does make more sense now when you say it like that. I bumped into recent additions to the cast, Odd and Caitlin, and veterans, both present and in the halls of Valhalla, Jenna and Lori, in addition to, of course, Eric Knight. But then also one of the amateurs for this year was there.
Oh
yes, Odd's amateur was there, and
that was the one on the other side of us, right?
Yes, yeah, so we got to have really good discussions about all of that. I'm really excited for the amateur show this year. I am coaching somebody, it's being, I know that both of you know, but for the sake of the audience, it's so nerve-wracking coaching somebody to do this. It is less nerve-wracking than doing it myself, for certain. But it
oh,
is.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah?
Really? Oh, yeah. Doing it myself was, like, never a problem, but coaching somebody...
Well, and, for the amateur show, like, actively doing the... be auditioning, I think is what he's talking about.
Oh, not, yeah. Not never performing, had to do that,
though, so. But, like, yeah, yeah, right? That. I think that's what James was talking about, though.
Yeah, that's fair. But I'm yeah. just... I get it, but also, like, the like, when coaching people, it's like, I'm doing my best here. Like, and if I give yeah. you, if you don't do well, like, I feel bad for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You like, feel
what could I have done? What could I have done to give them more help, training, you know, insight?
Sure.
I mean, sure. But like, after your first five amateurs win, it's a little passe. So,
yeah, I suppose I can see that.
Then your daughter gets in and you're like, yeah, no, I'm amazing. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah.
How many of my yeah. amateurs have made it in?
I know I had the record for like the first 10 years of doing the amateur show.
Well, I mean, I also, I because I ran the workshops, so every amateur is my amateur. So
that too.
I
yeah.
know.
They're all his children.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, for a good long stretch, they were all my kids. So
yeah. So
it fun. That makes it sound like you get around a lot more than you do, Salsa.
You have no idea how much I get around.
He's disappointed a lot of people. Around.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I didn't say it was worthwhile, but I definitely did get around.
For sure, for sure.
There was no repeat offenders.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That's really good, and I'm very angry about it. Anyway.
But yeah. Three of my amateurs have gotten in. Which is nice. Mm-hmm. But it is still like it is a process worth paying attention to and investing in. I am paired up with another James.
Oh God, there's more than one.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
I'm glad I retired.
We got to talk shop, that kind of stuff. I helped run the raffle.
And last minute.
And then ended up winning something.
Yep.
Vilifier Caitlin had donated a beautiful cross stitch, an anti-ice cross stitch, where because it was beer themed, all of the letters have the appearance of being filled with beer. So she made up her own font and one that could be filled with beer. It looks great. So there's that.
Because nobody wants ice in their beer. Good.
Right. Yeah. That's what it says.
Gross.
Nobody wants ice. Had great food there. They had the handmade pretzels and stuff again, which is fantastic.
The Knights, actually. Eric Knight, but the Knight Knights.
Yeah,
the Knights.
Scully.
The Knights spelled the other way.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I like saying Knight Knight because it feels more inclusive than just saying Scully. It was the whole family.
I like saying Knight Knight because it's...
adorable.
An adorable way to tell people that you're leaving. Yeah.
Well, it's the Skullheads is the family. Yeah.
Skullheads. So, we had food there. We had drink. We had great company. And then I saw Barry again on Sunday. Sunday. Because Laname friend Aaron was having a birthday. It's his 35th, that young whippersnapper. So he decided to
closer in age to Jessa than me.
I know. I know.
You were a whore.
Excuse me, were?
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, you still are, but you used to, too.
Oh, okay.
Put some respect on it. Correct. Yeah. Thank you. But the...
That's Madame Whore to you.
Yeah. So we went to the Mall of America to go to Activate, which is part Tron, part X-Men Danger Room, part...
laser tag?
Well, kind of. In places, okay. they have a laser gun shooting arena. Each of the rooms is built for a different activity, but it's all blacked out and blacklit. You know, it's just like electronic lines and colors and stuff against a black background. So it's very Tron looking. And in some of them, you're picking up and throwing balls at a screen in order to hit asteroids and break them apart. You're playing asteroids by throwing stuff, which is pretty fun.
I like throwing stuff.
There are ones that are giant grids where you have to step on the right squares at the right time, and depending on it, different rooms have different rules. Most of the rooms have multiple games you can pick from, but different games have different rules. There's basketball hoops that you have to do in a particular order to play Simon Says, or to answer trivia, or to compete against your friends. There are too many to name. Sure. Some of which where you're hiding from a giant eye on the wall. There's a lot. It's very fun. You pay by the minute, because you can do 30, 60, 90, 120, whatever. And then you have effectively unlimited plays within that time. Yeah, they have a really cool room queuing situation where if you are in a room and no one's waiting, you can play the next level or try again if you didn't make it to the next level. But as soon as somebody puts their name in for the room, after you're done with your round one way or another, it tells you that you need to go to a different room. And so it lets you back out into the corridor. Holy shit, is it active, though. You will get tired. It's exhausting. It is a full body workout. Super fun. We did an hour of that, and then we went up to the fourth floor to go drink.
Nice. Yes,
yeah,
correct.
we went to the fair on 4th, which is lovely. Because it was Laname Aaron's birthday, he got a bunch of free drinks. It was nice. We just spent, I want to say, like 2-something hours just hanging out, eating food and drinking. And their food is really, really good. Unexpectedly good for bar food. They have steak fries, which are the, you know, wedge potato fries with steak on them. And they have, even their wings are good. It's crazy. So, yeah. Had a blast. Jax got to join us for the restaurant portion. Nice. And we just, like, it was such a nice time. Everybody everybody hung out. It was cool. Yeah. And then today, we paid a plumber $1,000 to fix the faucet outside the house. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's been slowly leaking water around the foundation, which is bad. It's not our best life. So, yeah. Talk to our insurance about it, and not only do they not cover it, but even if they did, we would still be paying the full amount anyway. Because the deductible is twice that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Thanks. I'm glad that I've paid them.
Yep.
So much money. Yeah. May I never be relieved that I have insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can only compare to health insurance last year when I maxed out, barely maxed out, but I did max out. I was like, wow, I'm glad I have this insurance. It's the first time I've been glad to have to pay into that. It's just, it sucks to have to carry it. I feel like I had a more poignant point, but I don't remember what it is. So. Fuck it. Whatever.
We don't do poignant round here.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I had a lovely weekend. Yeah. And then a more somber day today, but not a bad one. Just not my best one. I've definitely had worse days.
I've seen better days. That's all I know of that song, actually.
Something in a million ways. Yeah.
So what you're saying, Jenna, is you got as far as you could, and then the bottom dropped out.
Damn it.
Had a date like that once.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we better have.
All right, we're going to take a break now, and then we'll come back to your ear holes with other topics. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. And check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
You're that kind of person who, when somebody posts something about, you know, something on Facebook, completely ignores the substance of what they wrote and is like, oh, there's a fucking something in the corner of this picture that's what I'm going to make my whole comment about.
I actually don't go on Facebook.
Well, that's probably for the best.
I'm back on Facebook. Because
it's meta humor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gross. I hate you. I'm very mad at you right now, James. Fuck you.
This is appropriate.
There was no faster way to make me see red than to post a picture of something that was meaningful to me and having somebody go like, oh, I see there's a CD in the bottom right corner of this picture of this band that I like, and what's your favorite song from them? It's like, are you fucking serious? That's what you got out of this post is the fucking CD that I'm listening to? Go fuck yourself.
Actually, I think the hardest thing for me, are we recording? Because this is actually a really good topic.
We are actually recording. I suppose we can. Yeah, I'm Salsa.
Yeah. I'm James.
I'm Jenna. The thing that really pisses me off about Facebook is, like, I will post a thing and I will say up front, this is a post where I am venting. I do not want advice. I have already done a bunch of things. You are going to give me advice, and I've probably already done that or looked into that. Or it's possible you're about to give me advice that I, in this post, have told you will not work for this reason.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, do not give me advice. Do not give me advice. Do not. And then they give me advice. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And it's frustrating because those people are really giving it. But, like, I get that for a lot of them, they want to help. But it's that idea of this is what I can do, and therefore it must be helpful, rather than this is the help that is needed in this moment. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, it's a weird whatever. But yeah, that's Jenna, what pisses me off the most about Facebook.
Have you tried just writing in your post that this is just a venting post and not some
fucking dick? I swear to God, I'm going to stab you through the screen. I'm just going.
This is why
that was like a Five Nights at Freddy's thing. Suddenly, just it. Dear listeners, you could not see the video of that, but that was seriously, I had a Five Nights at Freddy's flashback.
I reached at the camera, but I did it very well. Oh my God. No, well, like, I'm on Facebook and I'm mad about it right now.
You had to have the same conversation with me, and we developed the habit of saying, before, like, as we're talking about this, is this something where this is commiserating, or is this looking for,
do you need advice or sympathy?
Yes. Yeah. Advice or advice venting. Or
Yep. Yeah. That's honestly, like, everybody that I've done that with, it's just made my friendships with them so much better. It's honestly, it's the reason why I lasted with Joe as long as I did. Mm. Like, yeah, fucking picked up on that one right away. There's no way, because in the beginning he kept trying to fix things, and I'm like, that's not. I get where you're coming from. That's not what I'm looking
in
for.
In the beginning, Joe was void, and darkness was upon the Joe.
Now the darkness is in the Joe.
He is the darkness.
Indeed. definitely. Anyway. The times that I do remember, because I don't always remember because I'm dumb, but the times that I do remember to ask my wife if she's looking for advice or just venting, like, has definitely made things smoother overall. So, get in the habit, people.
Life hack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't ever do that because everybody always wants my advice, but, like, you know, the rest of you clearly should do that.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Anyway, how about some fucking trivia, everyone?
Ooh, I like trivia.
All right. This is a story that some of you who, if you're a history buff, might already know. But I just think it's so fucking cool. But
does it have anything to do with the Twitter?
No. With a what?
Okay.
Tudor? Oh, the Tudors. No, this is actually Civil
Tudors.
War.
Tudors. Oh,
okay.
Oh. All right.
Civil War, bit of craziness. So, the beginning of the Civil War and the end of the Civil War happened in the same guy's house in two different places. How does that make any sense? I'll tell you. Some of the very first shots fired during the American Civil War were fired at the house of a one Wilmer McLean. Okay, his house was headquarters by the Confederate general, and the Union Army shelled it, obviously, like you do. And that was some of the very first shots fired during the Civil War. Mr. McLean said, fuck that shit, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And he moved to a place called Appomattox.
Oh.
And it was, yeah, yeah, exactly. And it was in his house that the treaty was signed, the surrender of the Confederate forces to General Grant was signed in his house. So the beginning and the end of the Civil War, this guy was there for both of them in two different places.
And he was probably mad about it the entire time.
He was probably pissed off about it.
Fucking!
Yep.
I went through all that trouble. I moved. I fucking... Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it does remind me a very similar story that happened during World War II in Japan. There was a person who...
Oh, I have another Civil War thing real quick.
Oh, please go ahead.
Real quick. It's very... Yeah. It's similar, but different. General Samuel Buckner was the first general to surrender, like during a battle in the war. He was the first general to surrender, like one of the first battles. And he was also the last general to surrender.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
During the Civil War.
I had not heard that.
Here's the fun fact. Samuel Buckner is Joe's great-great-granddaddy.
What?
That's even better.
Wow!
Isn't that great? Fucking look up the Wikipedia. It's great.
Yeah. That's really good.
And then later he became like the 18 millionth governor of Kentucky or something. But yeah. But yeah, he was, in fact, because war was different back then. He was also a pallbearer for Grant's funeral.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
They were buddies, and Grant like owed him $20 or something. I don't know. Like, seriously, that's what it was, though. Like,
just carrying his coffin down, be like, psst, psst, you got that 20? We're running out of time here. Psst.
That's how I like to picture
that. But cheapskate son of a bitch would die owing me $20.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, I don't remember the name or anything like that, because this is just dregs from my memory. But there was somebody, some people in World War II that were in Hiroshima when the first bomb dropped, and then survived that explosion and were like, well, we're gonna get the fuck out of here. Let's go somewhere where we'll be safe.
Oh no.
Called Nagasaki.
Oh no.
Yeah. And the second bomb, yeah. And they survived both bombings. But they were witness to both of them. And that's just like, that is, you could have gone anywhere, but that's where you went. So, yeah, slightly more generalized than the original trivia bit, but still one of those stories. It's just like, oh, some people have all of the luck. And I'm not going to say whether it's good or bad, but it is luck. Anyway, so yeah, that's the story that you might not know.
Yeah.
How about a topic of some sort?
Oh, sure.
All right. Let's find a good one. All right. Now, what is your middle name? That's a dumb one.
Oh, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It wasn't Samuel. It was Simon.
Simon Buckner.
Yep.
All right. That's too fertile. We're not going to do that. What was something popular that annoys you? No, we're not going to get into that.
Oh, Jesus. We'll never end the podcast. Yeah.
Ooh, here's a fun one.
Okay.
If you could be an expert in any one subject, what would it be?
Oh,
that's good.
That's really good. Like, my first thought was medicine. Mm. I don't mean, like, being a doctor. I mean, like, pharmaceuticals, chemical medicine found in herbs, things like that. Like, just medicine. Any kind of, whether how it's processed or what it is, just medicine. That seems to me like the most useful to be an expert in. Yeah.
I love how you went useful and I went very not.
Yes.
I would be an expert in performance and entertainment throughout history. From jesters to traveling minstrels to bards to, you know, vaudeville to, you know, all of that, you know, the itinerant performers, things like that. I would be an expert in that topic.
I mean you kind of are a little bit, but
I'm very much I am a dabbler. I'm saying
you're a nerd. You are a nerd. Maybe not an expert, yes. But you are a nerd.
Exactly. Definitely. I think being an expert in all of that, being able to, you know, rattle off the names of all of the different, you know, jesters and you know, from various royal courts throughout the medieval ages. And
you like might remember the name, because I do not, but there was a royal jester who became landed gentry and was given a title and everything, and was allowed to maintain it as long as once a year he appeared before the king to do a whistle, a leap, and a fart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name either, but I know who you were talking about. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Because he was so amused so amused the king with a whistle, leap, and a fart that he was instantly granted all of these things. Well,
and there's the famous story of the jester who took a joke a bit too far and was ordered to be executed. And the king said, you can choose the method of your execution. And he said, old age, which so amused the king that his life was spared.
Oh.
Aww.
So.
Delightful.
Yeah. The life of a jester was like.
Fraught.
It was such a weird, you know, much like the gladiators of old, where they were like celebrities but slaves, jesters were the only people who could basically tell the king to his face, you're being an asshole. But as long as he was funny about it, he could get away with it. Otherwise, he could also just be. So it was one of those, like, you have to speak truth to power, but you better make it entertaining, because otherwise you're not.
So that's the George Bernard Shaw quote, isn't it? If you're going to teach people something, you better make them laugh or they're going to kill you.
I'm not familiar with that quote.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly like that. Yes.
Yep.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that quote, but basically, yes. So it was, and there was some fantastic, you know, they had the so-called natural jesters, who were the people with disabilities of some sort, or mutes, were club-footed, were, you know, little people and things like that. And then there was the talented jesters, who were the comedians and the jugglers and the and the sword swallowers and the fire breathers and stuff like that. So.
Nice.
I've read a lot about them, but I'm no expert.
Well,
got some really good books you can borrow, though.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I suppose in certain groups you could be considered the expert.
Fair enough.
Amongst those people.
You're the expert. That's a really interesting qualification. Well, and Jenna, you like kind right of alluded here, to a similar thing.
Yeah.
When you said, like, an expert in medicine, but not like, not just a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah,
pharmaceuticals and herbal remedies and yeah. You know, various symptoms and yeah. causes and
right.
In which circle are you an expert? In to what degree?
Right. Well, there's what topic, right? Like being yeah. being of an expert in medicine, but then I don't know, in this group right here, right now, between the three of us, maybe I am the expert in medicine. That doesn't make me an expert
probably
at large, but like maybe. You know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I actually really haven't done that much studying, although I know a little bit of stuff like lore based stuff. So, you know, that's got to be interesting, right?
This,
yep.
This reminds me of something I saw mm-hmm. online a few days ago mm-hmm. that amused me so much I sent it to my wife because James might kind of have. Be the closest one to an understanding of where I'm coming with this. But the post was my husband used to work on a farm. The pro is that he's super handy. The con is that I'm pregnant and most of his experience with pregnant females is with sheep,
oh, God.
Which,
oh.
yep. which he seems to think is relevant.
Oh no. Oh no.
And I will say there was a couple times during my wife's pregnancies where I put my foot in my mouth because, you know, it was like, oh, that you should be like, yeah, this is happening. It was like, oh, because of this. She's like, yeah. And it's like, oh yeah, I know that because of cows. And she's like, I'm sorry, what did you just say? This is like, oh, never mind.
I think I hear my wife calling. I gotta go.
No, abort, abort, abort. No, don't.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, salsa. Oh, honey, no.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. I think I would like to be an expert in electronics repair.
Ooh, that's a good
Ooh.
One.
That is nice.
I am slowly expanding my knowledge, but there are a lot of things that I can't fix still. Like if it's a bad capacitor, I can replace that. If it's a bad mm-hmm. belt, that's easy. But sometimes there's just some inexorable death of the mm-hmm. machine.
Well, and as things get smaller and smaller and smaller, like you need very specialized tools yeah. to be able to make some repairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're working with a fairly large board, you can do mm-hmm. a lot of that stuff. But when you start getting into chip level, it's like, now you just got to replace the thing.
I've been pretty seriously eyeballing a couple of different products. There are like two or three products that have been released that are phones and laptops and tablets that are designed to be repaired. So they're designed to be, you know, water resistant and mm-hmm. Have nice cameras and storage and batteries and all of that stuff. But and to look nice and function well like a modern smartphone, mm-hmm. but it is also designed with it in mind that if you want to upgrade the camera, you just take a screwdriver to it.
Yeah. Mm. So it's very, very, very modular. So you can replace individual components.
Yep. Batteries, cameras, the screen, if you scratch the screen, mm-hmm. crack it, whatever, it can be swapped in 5 to 10 minutes with mm-hmm. some careful work. Without having to use suction cups and a heat gun and, you know, all of this other crap to get in there. It is meant to be repaired. And I really like that ethos.
It's kind of like building your own PC tower in college.
Well, yeah, just in college.
I was going to say, from 2008 to 2012, I worked computer repair at the U, and if it was a PC, it was a Dell, because they literally had, you could just pull things out, pop new things back in. Like the it was very modular. That series was incredibly modular and very handy. I miss that because PCs are not, or laptops are just not made like that anymore.
Yeah, it's they've become so, in order to make them light and slim, they've had to remove a lot of that.
Yeah.
Well, and batteries have changed so much. They're no longer, you don't have a canister that's a collection of cells.
Yeah.
You have these, you know, flat envelopes of the electrolytic, you know, or whatever, not electrolytic, the lithium ion. And so it's so dangerous to be fucking around with them unless they're in a hard case. But
but they had modular things for other things too, like the hard drive or an optical drive. Not that we need optical drives.
A lot of that
anymore.
Stuff is chip on board stuff now. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 So that's one of the reasons that I bought the laptop that I did. Because it had expansion bays for RAM. It had expansion bays for the boot drive, but also a second hard drive. All of these other things. I respect that. I feel like that is an important thing. When my laptops started to slow down, we were watching Tremors, which is a great movie to repair a laptop in front of. I was just like pulling it apart and scraping the like caked thermal compound off of off of the components
and
replacing that and putting it back together and it works and that is a really good feeling. But yeah, I think that is maybe the next luxury is not smaller, thinner, lighter, sleeker,
but repairable.
But repairable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, same way with a car. Like I grew up being able to repair cars, and now everything is computerized and you know, integrated and has all this crazy stuff. That's just like I don't want to touch that. I'll let do it.
I have probably mentioned this, but one of the reasons that I chose my tiny car is that I opened the hood and I could immediately see the spark packs, the thermostat, the alternator, and that the headlights were accessible, and like all of the things that you would need to do.
I mean, your car is basically two-dimensional anyway, so it kind of all had to be accessible.
Yeah,
it's a go-kart.
There's no under for it to be.
Yeah, he's got a Flatlander car.
So, but yeah, it was very important to me that if something happened and I needed to repair it, that I would be able to do that. And I really want an electric vehicle or a hybrid, but you can't.
Not yet.
Will kill you.
Yep.
Yeah. Not only will you die, it will hurt the whole.
Yeah. I would very much like a hybrid car next. My next vehicle, I would like a hybrid. Yeah.
I want one of those electric motorbikes.
I want a hybrid conversion van.
Yeah.
Because then you've got multiple things to keep you from getting stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love an electric, but I also travel around the country and I'm doing more so as the kids get older.
Yeah.
So I need to be able to just crank up the gas as opposed to sit for 4 hours as the battery fills up.
Right.
So, yeah, that too.
So having
that. Although I could imagine. Salsa's down to the last, you know, 30, 40 miles on his battery. And he just dials up the closest brewery.
Why would I dial them up? I just roll in.
Okay.
Do you call breweries ahead? like reserve me a spot? Is that how you do things?
I try not to call people at all, really.
Yeah, that's because
no,
I respect people's time.
Dial up figuratively, meaning to bring it up on the navigation computer.
Oh, I don't need to do that. I have a sixth sense about these things.
I truly believe that about yourself. Like, I know
also
for a fact
believe
that you are
this.
Full of shit, but in this particular instance, mm-hmm. yeah, that checks out.
He's, well, okay. he's full of shit,
like
but he's also full of beer.
Diving rod to a tap, just...
Mm-hmm. Water seeks yep. its own level. Yeah, and beer seeks its own level, too.
It's pure entropy, is really what it
yeah.
is.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, does anybody have any shout-outs they want to give this week?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to the local music scene. Very
yeah.
specifically, everybody that was involved with the show Sunday night, Songs for Our Neighbors. It was absolutely beautiful. The fact that they raised over $40,000. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even checked. That was this morning. They may have raised more mm-hmm. over the course of time to be able to. It was such a beautiful way to both foster community and raise support. Mm. Mm-hmm. So shout out to that.
Right.
Also, if you haven't heard Jeremy Messersmith's song for Ice, I'll look it. It is so delightful.
Oh yeah.
It's so good. It's just beautiful. So yeah, it's stuck in my head since last night, and it should be. So
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give a shout out to the brewing club that is currently active with Febtoberfest. I know it used to be the Second Sons, but still a lot of the same people, but
wasn't it the second sons,
something like that? Brewing
Second Best
Brewing. Sorry.
Yeah, we were Second Best.
Yeah, like 10 years ago. Sorry, I forgot the name. But Second Best Brewing used to do it, but I think a lot of the same people are involved, but it's it is a slightly different group. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. It's such a good time. It's just like wholesome community stuff. It's so nice. So, thanks to them for throwing a real good time and filling me up with booze and pretzels and friendship.
Rock on. I'm going to give my shout out to my daughter's hockey team. They played their absolute heart over the weekend. They played a ton of minutes, way more than any of us can. And they came to play, and they came to win, and they did in some of those cases. So very, very proud of all of them. They grew immeasurably between the first game and last game. It was a completely different team by the end of the year. Even the most shy, like reserved person on the team by the end of the season was just in there in the scrums, battling away for the puck. So it was a big, big difference. So very proud of them.
Yeah.
They deserve all of the love. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
Oh,
I know. The 5th annual Monster Science Awards is happening on Thursday, March 5th at the Brant Lake Bowl at 7 p.m. I will be receiving an award.
Ooh.
On behalf of a monster or a something or a whatnot. Like, it's
sure,
not
sure.
I didn't really do much for monster science, but I will be participating in the great presentational whatnot.
You will be an analog of and monster
science. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The proxy.
All of that.
Yes.
Also, I am very embarrassed because my picture on the actual, like, where to buy your tickets, like, it's just a picture of everybody from a couple years back, and I'm front and center, and I'm making the ugliest fucking face. So, the dress is pretty. The face is, like, but, yeah, I am really excited for what I'm doing. I'm very excited for my outfit. And, yeah, you should make some time for that. It's always a delightful time of, learning and comedy, just all smooshed together in the same thing. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So yeah, come join us for that.
Wonderful.
James?
Nothing from me right yet.
Okay. On Saturday, February 28th, is World Sword Swallowers Day. Woo! That's right, that we have a day, and it is coming up, and I will be celebrating. Will you? The answer is yes, of course you will, because obviously you would.
I find that a little hard to swallow.
Yep, hug a sword swallower. Tell them that they inspire you, whatever. Or just,
I'm gonna tell you to eat a dick.
Or I'm, that's fine. Or you could Venmo me. That works too. either way,
I'm gonna do all of the above.
Do it.
I believe you.
Do it. anyway, but yeah, that's a thing that I don't pretend that anybody else will care about, but I care about. So there. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this show. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Otherwise, we'll have to do other things like we did tonight. Yeah. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Cha. Verbal jazz fingers.
Verbal jazz fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.